Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Writing my book on heroes, people who have made a difference in our world, was the result of reading a featured story in a news magazine. It decried the fact many young people today lack the same kind of heroes their parents had following World War II. The article mentioned a survey of young people today who were asked who their heroes were. Their answers included primarily rock stars, sports heroes, and movie personalities. A few political activists were named. No scientists or educators were included in the list. Neither Billy Graham nor Mother Teresa made the roster. At least it made me start thinking about my heroes. Who are they? And what sets them apart, at least from my perspective? I readily admit that my heroes are generally in a different class than the average youth of today. Perhaps my heroes were different at age 18, though I have to say that most of the people I have looked up to were just as high in my book when I enrolled as a college freshman at age 17 as they are now. I jotted down a list of the people I've held in high esteem. I'll share it with you for whatever it's worth. As I started thinking about my heroes, I noticed that they are not perfect individuals at all. Each of them is flawed in a certain way. Yet there are three qualities which they all seem to possess. 1, integrity. 2, deep commitment to their ideals and beliefs. And 3, the willingness to stand apart from the crowd to be an individual. They march to the beat of a different drummer. Dr. Timothy Lin will always be high on my hero list. This quiet, scholarly man left a real impact on my life during my graduate studies. He showed me that spirituality and scholarship can complement each other. But most importantly, he was a man after God's heart. Bob Pierce, the man who founded World Vision, is another of my heroes. What I most admired in Pierce was compassion, genuine love and compassion, in a world that knows so little of the real thing today. Another hero of mine was George Mueller, that great man of faith and prayer who built orphanages in Bristol, England, a man who defied the German rationalism of his day and learned the simple lesson of faith. In the same vein as Mueller, was a Norwegian-American who has been instrumental in calling millions to prayer, Armin Geswein. Until God called him home at age 93, Geswein headed a ministry known as Revival Prayer Fellowship. Geswein, in my opinion, was made of the sterling stuff that you don't often see today. Hudson Taylor, Adoniram Judson, David Livingston, they're also high on my roster of heroes. These three dared to be different by leaving behind family and personal aspirations to be God's men blazing trails of missionary service. I often quote Taylor as saying, "God's work done God's way will never lack God's supply." And we have found that to be true in years of broadcasting here at Guidelines. There are also more than a few women whom I have held in high esteem as well. On my heroes list, you'll find names as Gladys Alward, Lillian Trasher, Amy Carmichael, Elizabeth Elliot, Mary Slessor, Mother Teresa, and my own mother, who was a saint in her own right. There's a vast array of men and women, each of whom is a real hero whose names are unknown, but God knows who they are, and in His time, He will reward each of them. Heroes, there are still plenty of them today. They simply need to be discovered and honored.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.